How would you refer to them?
His neighbors, friends.
Well, yeah, but pronouns, if you can get you or them or y'all or something.
You people come back.
You people come back?
Come
way?
Back.
You would you say you people, probably?
I guess so.
You wouldn't say you-inses?
No. I don't think I ever used that word.
You guys out in California say you guys.
You people come back.
You people. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Okay. Come again. Come back again. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave, and you were asking about the wraps, your clothes, you would say, where are...
The clothes wrap, my coat.
Yeah. Well,
where's my coat?
Well, now, if it's somebody else's, you're asking those about to leave.
Where is your coat?
Where's yours? You all's what they got in here, but you wouldn't say you all's mm-hmm. clothes. But where your clothes? If their car was out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run into blank car. And it's a pronoun now. How would you refer to those people's car out there? Someone's going to run into blank car.
Somebody's going to... get hurt?
Well, but then the pronoun before the car is what I'm wanting. Would you say it, your car, y'all's car, or how would you say it?
You're going to run into that car out there.
Well, somebody else might run into...
your car.
Your car is what you're... Okay, I think that you'd say that.
Because
uh-huh. you've shown the same ability in these others, and that's the reason why I think you've said it that way. Okay, this one. Asking about people at the party, you'd say... blank had been there. You're asking how many, so you're saying...
who all was there?
Right, who all was there? A group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you'd ask about them by saying, blank children are there?
Was Lucille's children all there?
Yeah, but you named a specific person. Could you ask it with without a person's name and using the pronouns to refer to... who all's children were there, or what would you say?
Was my neighbor's children there?
All right. And you'd already use the word who all in the first part. Who all had been there? Who all was there? Mm-hmm. And that's the word that they were wondering if you used it that way. When you're asking about all the speaker's remarks, everything said, you might say, did he say? You talk about the man who gave a speech and so on. You'd say something about blank. Did he say? What would you ask him?
What was he talking about?
Yeah,
what
something
was
like
his
that.
Subject?
Yeah, but then you'd have something to say about. Did he say blank? Did he say what? How'd you fill that blank up? I'd say. You want to find out all that he had to say about this in his speech. You say blank. Did he say?
Did he ask? Would it be concerning?
No, it's concerning all of his subjects, or concerning you, or... what all did he say is what they're trying to get to say. Would that seem normal to say what all?
What all did he talk about?
Yeah, would that be a normal way to ask him, do you think? What all?
What all was he... what did all he talk about?
Yeah, that's a normal thing, isn't it, to say what
I
all?
I think so.
I don't know of any other way that we'd ask him. That's the only one they had to hear. We'll see if you'd say it that way. Yeah. Okay, if no one else would look, we'll look out for them. For somebody. If no one else would look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for...
themselves.
Right. Okay, if no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it...
himself.
Right. And what is made of flour baked in loaves, when it's made to rise with yeast, you call it...
loaf bread.
Right. Okay. Go down along here. What are the kinds of bread that are not in loaves that you bake a pan of what?
Biscuit.
All right. Any other kind of bread made of flour other than biscuits and rolls?
And loaf bread.
And loaf bread. What else do you know of?
Pie crust.
Pie crust. Well, that's... but how about... you ever make buns?
Buns.
Do you make buns?